It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you weren't aware, this past Sunday was National Ice Cream Day, don't worry. July is National Ice Cream Month, so you have the remainder of the month to celebrate. Whether your tastes run to high-end brands like Haagen-Dazs, good old soft serve, frozen yogurt, or gelato, there's a frozen dairy treat for everyone. And here to talk about the business behind one of our favorite summer treats is our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to see you, Paul.
I understand that you are going to ask me the first question.
So exciting.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Bring it on.
All right. Paul, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla bean.
Whoa, that was fast. Okay, yes. So you are...
I do like cinnamon. Actually, you know what? Can I change it?
Maybe.
This is like that scene in Mighty Python.
Right.
Red, no green, no blue. Boom, off the bridge.
Okay.
I'm going to go with cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Okay, that's unique. That's very unique. So according to a recent survey of the International Ice Cream Association member companies, vanilla remains the most popular flavor, followed by chocolate chip mint and cookies and cream. So you're close. Now, my favorite is frozen coffee yogurt, preferably fat-free. I know I'm not. I know. So there you go. That was question number one.
You are so high maintenance.
I know. But we want this ice cream. We want these frozen treats.
Sure. Why not?
All right.
All right. So really, when we are talking about the market for ice cream, we should be talking about the market for frozen dessert products,
right?
Because there's so many of them now. So, Rebecca, how many gallons of frozen dessert products were consumed in 2012?
And so frozen dessert products is actually the consumer branding classification of all these different things. So our numbers are for 2012 with some comparisons to 2011. So for ice cream, regular, high-fat, bring-it-on ice cream, 899 million gallons were consumed in 2012, which was up 1.2% from 2011. Now, low-fat ice cream, that was 467 million gallons, and that was up 12% from the year before. Sherbet comes in at a measly 46 million gallons. And frozen yogurt, which is the new trend, Froyo, is 74 million gallons, and that's also up 18%.
Froyo. That's
Froyo.
The first time I've heard that. Now,
yeah.
Now that you can get yogurt low or no fat, fat
right.
free.
You can get fat free yogurt. I mean, it's same. It really applies to the same way that you
it
look at
ice cream. It tastes pretty good, though. So
it's
like that Seinfeld question: Is there really fat in? Is it really no fat in
correct,
it?
Correct. But there are.
So I'm worried somebody's going to do a test and find fat in that stuff.
No. But there are still calories. But when you really look at the numbers, 899 million gallons. The next is low-fat ice cream coming in at 467 million gallons. Really, people are still interested in the real thing, as the numbers can attest. And as we know, ice cream has the word cream in it for a reason, Paul. So
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Yeah, but, you know, who on a day like today or any day, really, in the summertime, who doesn't want some real ice cream? Now, I understand you have a quiz for me.
I do.
You have a quiz for me?
Yeah, so, you know.
All these questions,
we're shaking
quizzes,
things up,
what
right?
is going on?
Yeah, it's an ice cream kind of day.
Has the world gone topsy?
So what month of the year is the most amount of frozen dessert products this category manufactured?
July.
Wrong. I thought July as well. But according to the USDA Dairy Products 2012 summary, the month of June was the highest producing month, followed by May. And, you know, go figure. Really, maybe it's the summer anticipation, it's graduation parties, it's Father's Day, Memorial Day was in May. And then maybe what happens is at the beginning of July, everybody really starts dieting to go to the beach. I don't know. But it's an interesting a fact.
Mm. That's it? That's just one question?
One
question.
You're off the hook after
quiz.
That. Okay.
All right. Now back to me questioning you. What is the size of just the ice cream market? Just the real thing.
The real thing.
In 2012.
So the worldwide market is $85 billion in 2012. That's B with a billion. The U.S. market was $12 billion in 2012. And then when we look at the total market for frozen dessert products, which is the frozen yogurt, the gelato, the sorbet, the Italian ice, that's a $25 billion market here in the United States. And those sales are expected to increase to $28 million. So we're looking at some substantive numbers, Paul.
I know. I mean, we're in the wrong business.
I think we are. And when you talk about and you look at the details of this market, really, in the world's living ice cream market, it's all about the tub. And what we mean when we say that is well over half the U.S. 12 billion in annual sales comes from serving up pints or half gallons. Like, that's how you usually buy it. It's not as frequent that you buy the single serving. So Americans, though, have begun to shift toward the more European style of the single sticks or the single cones, and those are called frozen novelties. So when you think about all those things like the Klondike bar, or the Dove chocolate and vanilla bar, the skinny cow bar, the Magnum bars, those are growing in popularity away from the traditional tubs.
The tubo ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you want.
There you go.
Do you think vanilla became, you talk about vanilla being the most popular flavor. Do you think it became more popular when Breyers came out with that vanilla bean with the little specks in there? Vanilla was not just vanilla after that.
Right. It was a different kind of vanilla. So,
I'm just saying. But
maybe
one
of our listeners can let us know. So that's very interesting. I don't know.
Let's talk about the biggest market for frozen dessert products and the industry in general.
Okay. So basically, children ages 6 to 12 are the largest consumers for this general category, which I think makes sense when you think about it. I mean, what more do kids want? They really should just start with dessert. Why do you even eat dinner?
I don't know. I see a lot of adults walking around.
So that's 62% of this market, followed by adults over 75 years of age, which makes up 58% of the consumers of this market. Then otherwise, the ice cream consumption is really distributed fairly across household incomes, across education levels, and across genders. Now, this is interesting. Households with children have a higher rate of consumption than households that don't have children. And here's why. Of course, as a parent, you have to test it to make sure it's okay for your kid.
Well, you just have it in the fridge, and then you get to the point where it's calling your name late
right,
at night.
That's right. And the average ice cream consumer eats ice cream 1.6 times per week. And female ice cream consumers 65 years of age and older eat ice cream about twice a week. I think my mother breaks that trend at probably 50 times a week.
What states and cities consume the most ice cream?
Well, that's really interesting, Paul, and this is a very mature market. So the three top states are the District of Columbia, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. And the three top cities are Long Beach, California, Dallas, Texas, and Philly. Not us. Kind of a bummer.
What does it take to get into the business of starting, a frozen dessert retail operation?
It's really not very hard to get into this. The cost to build out and open a store can range from as little as taking over a lease payment of a closed location for $50,000 to actually spending millions on purchasing land and building a freestanding location. So, and everything in between. And costs really depend on the operation being built, if you're going to have soft serve, hard serve, gelato, homemade. But again, the equipment is not a huge technical difficulty and skill to operate in. So it's pretty easy to get into this market. And what's really interesting is that the gross markup on this is close to 92%. So you can make some real money on ice cream, Paul.
Last question for you. What are the hot trends in the frozen dessert market locally?
Okay, well, locally it's Froyo, and that's what it's all about. There's so many of them opening up. You've seen all these yogurt stores around. Frozen yogurt, nicknamed Froyo. And it's where it is right now.
Froyo.
Froyo.
That's the word of the day.
That's the word of the day.
Is that one word or two? That's actually two words.
I've seen it spelled a million different ways. But
for our purposes, we'll make it one. And speaking of number one, Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, is our number one business contributor. Thank you as always, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.